Hi, this is Christy Whitman with the Quantum Success Show, where you can get your information and inspiration to create your desires. This is the last of the 5 videos that I've been doing on meditations. This is the 5th week. If you've missed any of them, definitely go back and listen to the meditations because they're going to help you get centered, more energized, help you create your more perfect day. And today is all about self-love with a capital S. So, you know, everything comes from a place of self-love. When we are coming from a place of loving ourselves, accepting ourselves without judgment, without beating ourselves up, without shame, without criticism, that is a vibration that goes out into the universe. I've always said that our outer reality is a direct reflection of how we feel about ourselves. So when you start changing your relationship and come from a deep level of self-love, not from an egotistical place, but a deep level of real true love of your divine self, that's when things totally manifest magically in your life. So I invite you with this today to incorporate self-love in your life, and I invite you to close your eyes.
Take a nice deep breath in and let it out, let your breath out. And just imagining on your out breath that you're releasing any thoughts, any feelings, any discomfort in your body. And as you're breathing in, imagine that you're bringing in light. And as you breathe out, imagine that you're breathing it all the way out down into Mother Earth, where she reuses and recycles the energy that no longer serves you. And take another deep breath in and let it out. And go ahead and imagine that you're calling back all of your energy. So any energy that you have with other people, on projects, worries that you have, any energy that you have scattered out in the universe in any way, you don't even need to know where it's at. Just imagine yourself calling it all back like a magnet, magnetizing to you all of you in this moment. And breathing in, feeling that connection to the wholeness of you, the soul of you within you, the physicality of who you are. And allow yourself to once again touch on the mind, the head, dropping down into the heart, and dropping into the Hara, your power center. Activating your mind with the intention to tune into and allow for receptivity of the message today in this process, in this meditation, to be able to fully receive from a new vantage point for you, a new level of self-love. And then allow that to then go into your heart so that in your heart space, feeling an opening, you're able to receive and be able to be open to even more of the energies of self-love. And then allowing your attention, your energy to go into your solar plexus area, your area of your emotional body. And feeling, opening up to, attuning your cells to the frequency of love. And notice how we haven't even gotten very far, but how you're starting to feel a sense of peace and a sense of connection to yourself. You didn't have to have something happen outside of you. You didn't have to go get a sum of money or have some kind of accomplishment or an accolade or meet the right person. This is all within you right now. All of your attention, all of your focus is in your connection with yourself. And let's go even deeper. So what I'd like you to do is, now that you are centered in your physical body, you may even feel your toes touching the floor, your heels touching the floor, allowing the energy from the mouths in your feet, from the energetic mouths in the bottom of your feet, to bring in energy and release energy. Just allowing yourself to feel completely in the whole perimeter of your whole body, from the top of your head to the tip of your fingers, down your back, through your spine, imagining your spine is like a golden rod of energy and light. So now that you are in your physicality, opening up to more of the energy and vibration of love, what I'd like you to do is put your attention even deeper within yourself, to the real self, to the divine self within you. The divine self within you is the one that woke you up this morning. Yes, you might have got woken up by an alarm, but it's the one that actually woke up. It's the one that kept you breathing all night. It's the one that was pumping your heart. You didn't have to do any of that. The part of you that is your life, and that is your life force. And no matter what you do, this part is always supporting you, loving you, and when we tune into it, always guiding you. So start to connect and feel not only this empty spaces in your body, the energy, but the life force, the one that's taking the breath for you that you don't even have to think about. The one that's cleansing all the toxins in your body that allows your body, excuse me, to release anything that it doesn't need anymore from the food or the water or the drinks that you brought in. With the elimination, the process that it automatically does for you. Feel that life force within you. Feel that divine. You know, that feeling when you get an idea, a new birthing of an idea. We think it's the personality, but it's not. It's actually this divine in you. This divine, if you think about it, it's like a ray of the major sun. We are each an individual expression of the divine, of the one. And in this place right now, with that divine, our life force, pulsating inside of ourselves, we are a unique expression of that divine. And we will never, ever, even if how hard we try, we will never get another December 2nd, 2016. There will never be a version of you, and there are billions of people on this planet. There'll never be a version of you. Whatever your name is, whatever your past conditions have been, whatever your disappointments, whatever your joys and triumphs, whatever your successes, whatever your situations were when you grew up, whether you were adopted or not, whether you had siblings or not, whether you had a nice childhood or not, everything, each and every moment, each and every heartbreak, each and every excitement, each and every part of your own life story has led you to this moment. And all of it, each and every part of it, has been for that divine. That divine in you, the one that's breathing you, it's been for its purposes. So surrender right now. Allow yourself to connect with that part of you. And if you can, put your, this is a little bit of advance, but I know you, many of you have been trained through the QSCA or been doing meditations with me before. See if you can focus on the both and. So feeling your physical body, feeling the perimeter of your body, the top of your head, the tip of your toes, tip of your fingers. And then also, at the same time, focusing on the energy inside of you. And feeling the co-creative relationship with the non-physical and the physical you. The impersonal you and the personal you. Feel that marriage, feel that connection. This is the true relationship. And when you can connect this relationship from a place of love, from a place of acceptance, from a place of really receiving the power, then all other things, whether it be money, your career and success in your career, your loving relationships, your relationship with your children, all other things must vibrate at the same frequency and be reflected in your life. This is universal. This is not just for one person or another. When you get this connection and relationship with the divine in you, and you feel the love that your divine inside of you, the divine, has for you, all things are made possible. You're in a receptive mode, so the ideas that you receive are coming from the divine, the only giver that there really is. And then it's that co-creative relationship as the physical being to then take the idea, which turns into a desire, out into the world. You know, I was thinking about this morning as I was preparing mentally and just receiving this information. I was thinking about Oprah Winfrey and the divine that's in her. There's no more divine in her that's in you or in somebody else that's famous, whether it's a football player or Jennifer Lopez or, you know, Einstein. The same amount of divine is in those people as in you. No more, no less. There's nothing to prove. There's nothing more to do. You actually are enough, and the divine that's in you right now is enough. And the fact that you are on this planet right now in this time, and you are because you're listening to me, you are enough. You wouldn't be here in this physical bio suit if the divine did not love you and care for you and want to express itself out of love through you. So back to Oprah Winfrey, you know, she might have had an idea because the divine, the only giver that can give ideas, the divine gave her an idea to go into broadcasting. Now, Oprah, from a personality perspective, could have said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't have that desire. But what happened, and in that connected moment, when she received that idea, that first idea she had, that idea then turned into a desire. And then she was willing to do whatever it took, taking each step along the momentum trail of her life experience to lead to where she is now. And the same is true for you. I could get an idea, and I know other people that do not want to write their own books, but they want to support other people in writing their own books. So they receive an idea to be a writer, to write, help. You know, they're called ghostwriters. They receive that idea, but they can refuse, no, I don't want to go that way, as the personality part. So they don't want to turn that idea into a desire. They may turn the idea into a different type of desire, to support an author instead of being an author. That's just one example. But the divine in you, excuse me, that is giving you these ideas that light you up, that inspire you, that expand you, it turns into the human form, into a desire. And that's this co-creative relationship about creating in this universe, the non-physical and the physical. So feel the love right now. Allow your personality part of you, your mind, your heart, and your power center, your emotions. Imagining that you're just opening your arms and allowing that divine in you to just love you. No conditions needed. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to accomplish anything. You don't have to be a certain way. It's just unconditional. fill your body up, fill every single cell up in your body from this love that's always being poured into you from the divine, from your life force that's beating your heart right now. It's causing you to breathe. It's causing you to think. It's causing every single cell to have oxygen. Allow yourself to feel that love. Receive it. Be in the receptive mode of your divine love. This is true self-love. From this place, know that in this physical universe that we're in, it's both and. There's the spirit self in you. And there is the physical self. Both are existing at the same time. And when the personal self, the person that you know yourself to be, is in alignment and connection with this divine, that is true self-love. And whatever your physicality is, whether you're tall or you're medium size or you're short or you're a little stocky or you're maybe on the thin side, whatever your actual physical body is, whether you're blonde, brunette, maybe gray haired now, whatever it is for you, blue eyes, brown eyes, green eyes, all of that was created for you by the divine. This version of you was specially created. It was not a mistake. Because you are significant. And you are important. So what I'd like to do now is to focus on some I am statements. So allow yourself to receive some I am statements, because the I am within you is the non-personal. It's the impersonal self. It's the divine. So as we're wrapping up, the affirmation I'd like to give for you today is, I am significant. Say that to yourself. I am significant. I am significant. And you can continue on that rant. I am significant. I am important. And feel what that feels like as you are inside your body, connected with your divine, with your physicality. So with yourself starting to come back into the room, feeling the love coming from your heart center, the power of who you are coming from your solar plexus, and the wisdom in your mind. So you have your wisdom, your love, and your power, all the three things that connect you to the divine. So allow yourself to start come back in the room. Allow yourself to take a nice deep breath in. Good morning. And feel the love that's coming out of your fingertips and out of your heart, out of your toes. And then say to yourself the affirmation for today, I am significant. I am significant. So no matter what happens, what conditions are outside of you today, always know you can go back in. You can close your eyes if you need to. It just takes a couple minutes just to connect with yourself. Remember, the divine is in you, guiding you, and that you are significant. Have an amazing day. Thanks, everybody, for being here.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and found some practical and inspirational information to apply right now. Check out my other episodes and follow me on SoundCloud or subscribe on iTunes.
You can also watch my webinars on creating the life you want. Find the links in the description in this podcast or on my profile page on SoundCloud, and visit ChristyWhitman.com to continue the conversation.